morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I am talking about repentance this week. No, not something that some stern, judgmental person shouts at you, but the beautiful blessing of repentance that the Bible talks about. Yesterday, I began talking about the definition of repentance, and I'm going to pick up right there today. So I think there's a background to repentance. Jesus, when he started preaching about repentance, John the Baptist, when he started preaching about repentance, when Peter at Pentecost preached repentance, they weren't coming up with some new term. They were building on what the prophets throughout the Bible had already been talking about when they spoke about repentance. So we read a verse from Ezekiel that talks about turning away from sinful offenses against God and coming back into the covenant, into following the covenant and being faithful to the covenant that God made with the Israelites at Mount Sinai when Moses received the Ten Commandments. Here's another verse from Ezekiel. Ezekiel 14, verse 6, Ezekiel says, Ezekiel is quoting God. God says, "Therefore, say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Repent, turn from your idols, and renounce all your detestable practices." Okay, so repent would mean stop following things that are not God and renounce those detestable practices. So stop doing it. Get rid of all your idols. Begin worshiping the true God again. And so that is a central part of repentance. It was a call to Israel to be faithful in loving and worshiping the one true God. Isaiah, we looked at one verse from Isaiah yesterday, and that was Isaiah 31:6, to return, the call to return to the one, to God, meaning the one is God, to the one they had rebelled against. Let me read from Isaiah 55, verse 7. Isaiah here says, "Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." And here is the beauty of repentance. When you repent, God is rich in mercy. He freely pardons. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to do something to earn it. God gives you a clean, fresh start. And so that's the good news of repentance. In fact, God leads us to repentance. God gives us kindness. Paul writes in Romans 2:4, he shows us kindness that is intended to lead us to repentance. And so that is what God wants. He wants us to have repentance so that he can forgive, so that he can cleanse, so that we can get that fresh start. So what is repentance? Well, it is a turning away from what all these verses we've looked at, it is a turning away from living life that is not following God's design and purpose for life. It is saying, you know, I had my own values, principles, maybe things I learned from my parents, my culture, my own judgments, my own self-centered plans for life and how I think life should be lived. And I haven't been diligently studying God's word and trying to live out all of the commands that relate to loving one another as yourself and forgiveness and recognizing the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as the one true God and living for him and making him the first priority of my life. I haven't been doing that. And so today I recognize that God loves me because God has given his son Jesus Christ to die for me. And he could not love me or demonstrate his love in any greater way than that. And so right now, I turn from the direction I was headed in, which was away from God, and I commit myself to turn to the living God, to hear what he has to say, to trust him, to believe in his love for me, to receive his gift for me. So these are all terms I would use to talk about repentance. Now, let me talk a little bit about how does this word relate to faith? Because sometimes in the Bible you hear that in order to be saved, you must repent. Other places you hear you must believe. Let me give you an example of that. Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." So he doesn't say anything about believing here. He just says, repent. Acts 3:19, Peter says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." Jesus says this in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you too will all perish." But we know in other places, the Bible talks about believing in Jesus in order to be saved. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Or Acts 16:31, the jailer cries out, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul replies, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, what's going on there? Well, believing in Jesus and repenting are really just different words that emphasize different aspects of the same thing. We have a repentant belief in Jesus when we are saved. Acts chapter 20, verse 21, Paul combines them. He says, "I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus." So when Paul was preaching the gospel message, it was one of repentance and faith. They go together. You can't repent and not have faith in God and his Son, Jesus Christ. You can't have faith in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, and not repent. So you've got to have both, or you don't have either. And I would put it this way. I think Romans 10, verse 9 combines them in a way that can help you see how they go together. Paul writes here a summary of the gospel. He says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." So here it is about a confession. It is about declaring Jesus as Lord of your life, declaring or putting your hope in the Lord Jesus, calling on the Lord Jesus to save you. In that sense, he doesn't talk about believing or repenting. But this acting of calling on Jesus, which he goes on to say in Romans 10:13, he says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." It's this idea of, again, changing direction. I'm no longer going the way I was going. Now I'm calling on Jesus. Now I'm seeking him. And I'm not just seeking any Jesus, I'm seeking the Lord Jesus, which means I recognize that his commands are the what I should be following. His ways are what I need to be doing. He is the authority in my life. And I'm believing in him. I'm calling on him because I believe he can save me. I believe he is the Lord of my life. I believe he will forgive me. And I want him to be my Lord, not just the Lord, but my Lord, the one I'm following and trusting in. And so these two ideas go together. When I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I have got to be committing myself to follow him because he loves me. And so, you know, how can I say I know he loves me, but I don't want to do what he says? No, if I know he loves me, if I believe that he died on the cross for me, then I'm going to love his commands because his commands are good for me. His commands are a way that he loves me and guides me to a truly peaceful and successful life. So all of these words, they come together into this picture of a committing oneself to a person, Jesus Christ. It's not just saying a prayer. It's not going through the motions of a baptism. It is falling before the person, the Lord, Jesus Christ, recognizing him as your only hope for forgiveness of sin and that fresh start. And then we can continue in repentance. Repentance is something we begin to do, saving repentance, saving faith, that time when we come to salvation, that's something we begin to do at a time in our life. But the Bible encourages us to keep on repenting, turning from sin, finding more and more joy and peace as we draw closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. So I'm going to talk more about the benefits of ongoing repentance in our lives tomorrow. It's a wonderful blessing that God lets us continue to grow in repentance. And God promises us that if we develop the habit of confessing and renouncing our sin, we find mercy. And I'll start there tomorrow with Proverbs 28:13 about that finding mercy. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.